I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
If you're one of those people who likes to, prank your friends, scare them, make sure they don't have a gun.
Oh, good.
My story doesn't end well. Whoa, I'm just going to let you know that.
All right. My story is, sometimes you get pulled over after having one beer, and the cop is like, honestly, I only had one, officer.
Yeah.
This guy not only, we'll find out how much this guy had to drink here.
Okay. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Indiana. Yeah.
Clocked
a car traveling 70 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone.
Yeah, you're going to get pulled over for that. They give you five, not
roughly
double.
Not, exactly.
I try to look at the speed limit and do the math in my head. What's double that? Let's do that.
He finally pulled this guy over. The driver smelled of alcohol. His speech was so slurred, the cop had a difficult time understanding him. I'm trying to let this guy know that he was doing 70 in a 35.
Yeah.
The 47-year-old fella was taken to a hospital for a blood draw, and his blood alcohol level came back five times the legal limit.
How are you not dead?
Right.
Alcohol. They're testing how much blood you have in your alcohol.
That's ridiculous.
At a certain point, you're at the tipping point. It's like, we did a whole alcohol draw on you. Turns out you have 30% blood. What are you talking about? For real?
And the last words before getting locked up was, he goes, honestly, officer, I'm not drunk.
I just had one.
Exactly.
You should see the size of that glass.
Exactly.
Wow. My story is out of
Florida. Oh, we got a winner!
Apparently, two dudes were out on a fishing trip, doing that thing, you're fishing, and one dude decides, I'm going to scare my friend.
Oh, no.
So, he put on a mask or something and jumped out of the woods to scare his friend.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, his friend packs a 9 and shot him in the stomach.
Oh.
You got to know if your friend's got a gun with him on a fishing trip.
Holy
it was like, boo! the man had to be airlifted to the hospital.
Dang.
And cops are investigating the incident.
Holy crap.
Hey, buddy, I'm thinking about scaring you later. Did you bring the gun?
Well.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.